Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our special council meeting for today, Monday the 30th of May. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:32, and in doing so, respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of this land, the Gadigal people, whose land we're meeting on this afternoon, especially acknowledging the contribution of Gadigal elders past, present and future in working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome. Okay, item three, attendance with apologies from Councillor Troy Melville. Approved leave of absence, there is nil. Item 3.4, disclosure of interests. Are there any interests?
What sort of disclosures do we need? I don't think we need to disclose anything.
No, but it's still best practice to put it out there. It's not for me to say if you've got an interest, it's just putting it out there.
Okay.
Item 4, response to previous questions. It's not applicable. Item 5, applications for leave of absence. Any applications? Okay. Item 6, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communication. Not applicable. Item 7, public time. Important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request of third parties. If you do not give permission for the recording of your participation, please indicate this at the outset. The public is also reminded that in accordance with Section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6.17 in brackets 4 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, mobile phones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. There's been no requests for use of any devices. Okay, item 7.1, public question time. I declare public question time open at 5:34. Are there any public questions? Okay, I declare public question time closed at 5:34. Item 7.2, public statement time. Are there any public statements? I declare public statement time also closed at 5:34. Item 8, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor?
No, Madam Mayor, not at this stage.
Councillor Gillingham?
Oh, yes, thanks, Madam Chair, Madam Mayor. Yes, I'd like to ask that to do with tonight's agenda, that as we received a draft at 8 o'clock, around about 8 o'clock Saturday evening, a draft agenda item, and then it was confirmed yesterday afternoon the actual agenda item, apart from a couple of spelling errors, I believe. Why is it that council has not been going to be presented with a briefing beforehand before all this voting is going this evening on the agenda?
Actually, through Madam Mayor, staff are working on those agenda items and the modelling up until late Saturday evening. I forwarded those documents on to elected members, so at least they had the base level of information in front of you. Admittedly, the final agenda never got out till yesterday afternoon. If elected members wish to suspend standing orders and have a general discussion, that's up to elected members to do that today. But we do need to move forward with setting the budget and striking a rate, or at least doing the advertising for the proposed rates and the dollar at the earliest opportunity, otherwise our budget adoption is going to be quite late.
So, through the Chair, how much window of time would we have had if we had had a briefing session before, as some of the agenda items, the attachments could not be opened until today? Some of us were working today, Madam Chair, so some of us were not able to read. So why, you know, what length of time could we have extended and had a briefing session so we could have discussed this in more thorough rather than just suspending standing orders tonight, so we could have had a really good discussion, especially as one councillor is unable to be here tonight?
Councillor Gillingham, my understanding is that there has been some preliminary discussion on this and some workshopping on this, and I think Deputy Mayor, you might have chaired or facilitated some discussion on this when all staff left the room. So there has been some discussion and workshopping on this. So tonight, you've got the opportunity of suspending standing orders. This is just for advertising. So at the end of the day, it's just advertising. It's not fixed. And certainly last year, as we have other years, we have changed things based particularly on public feedback. So it's really important to get it out there. So at least the community's got something to provide comment on.
Thank you.
Councillor Hooper?
Nothing from me, thank you.
Councillor Riff?
Nothing, thank
you. Councillor Newbury? Councillor Whitwell?
Yes, so I've got a question to ask. Can I ask about a matter of fact in this setting of rates?
Yes.
It's in relation to the general item.
You can either do it now or you can do it when we consider the item.
All right, I'll do it when I consider the item.
That's okay. Yeah. Councillor Tarbo?
That's it.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Item 9, declaration of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Can I please have a show of hands?
Aside from some of those attachments.
Yes, aside from some of the attachments.
So if it can just be noted, aside from some of the attachments, it is still 8-0, aside from some of the attachments. Thank you. Okay, item 10, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting is not applicable. Item 11, announcements by a presiding member without discussion. I won't make any disclaimer. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Okay, item 12, reports of officers. Item 12.1, corporate services. Item 12.1.1, rating strategy 16-17. We have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? I'll start with you, Councillor Whitwell, with your question.
Yes, I know this one was looking through some of the information that went with this, In Karratha, they had a particular rating on the Karratha airport, whereas we don't seem to have anything here relating to the airport. Why is that?
CEO?
Through you, Madam Mayor. So in previous years, certain commercial leased properties have been rated at the airport, and they've been rated under the commercial banner, I believe, not as a separate airport rating category.
Right.
And with the lease of the airport, there are other areas now that will be rated at the airport, those areas that create a commercial rate of return, apart from the airside, apron and runway. So things like the car park will now be rated, and some of the airport terminal, but not all of the terminal, the airport, the areas that are currently used to create revenue will be rated.
Yes, I noticed that the rate in the Karratha one was twice the rate of commercial for things at the airport. So, are we adopting that, or are we looked at that?
We certainly haven't looked at it in preparation for this budget, but certainly it's something we are considering, and I think it's been highlighted already in regards to the industrial category that they do, and all other shires in the Pilbara do charge a higher rate than we do comparatively. But it will be wrapped up and incorporated as part of that whole of organisation efficiency and service level review. CEO, do you want to add anything else?
Well, we're just going to add, Madam Mayor, that the rating strategy to date has not identified the need to charge or to create a different category. In actual fact, what we'd like to do is have less categories over a period of time rather than more differential rating categories.
Any further points of clarification? I have a mover and Councillor Riff. I have a seconder. Seconder and Councillor Whitwell, are you seconding?
Yep.
Okay, so Councillor Tomlin? Yep.
Clarification, so.
Sure.
Discussions we've had in the past weeks with, while you weren't here, I guess,
mm-hmm.
was that there was a 5% decrease in residential, commercial, industrial.
Mm-hmm.
All the others were supposed to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the case in this instance?
So, CEO?
Through Madam Mayor, the model that's been presented as part of the recommendation has very close, there's not exactly 5%, it's very close, and the director might want to talk a bit more detail about it, but very close to 5% reduction in residential, commercial and industrial, The other categories stay the same. There's a change in the minimum rating under UV mining from 1260 down to 260, and that was how we had to do the model to provide some balance there. I'm sure if the Acting Director wants to add anything further.
Through the Chair, that's correct, as well as some changes in particular to UV, where we've consolidated some of those UV codes together. So you'll see there's changes occurred as a result of previous indications and submissions the Council has received over the past year, particularly in relation to expiration tenements and smaller tenements, where they've complained bitterly about the price that they paid in the past. So we've taken up a few consolidating those. And most importantly, the other change to what was discussed was the shopping centre. So the shopping centre has been consolidated into commercial. This is in accordance with the principles of the rating improvement plan adopted by the Council, but it's been achieved arguably 2 years earlier.
If I can, just to clarify that, so the 5% reduction on commercial and the amalgamation of the two shopping centre properties into that.
Does that give us a better rate return, better or more rates or less by combining?
Through the Chair, the net reduction is about $160,000 as a result of that change in income per annum.
Also, looking at the pastoral, it looks like it's actually just about double from last year to this year.
CEO?
So I think there's some commentary on the pastoral in terms of the concession.
Would you like to explain that, Acting Director? Or?
Through the Chair, in order to achieve compliance with Department of Government requirements regarding no more than twice the lowest differential in a category. In a category is defined as GRV or UV, so we've got two categories. In order to achieve that, and I cannot have a request through the Minister for that variation, we've actually taken the opportunity of consolidating the UV codes such that pastoral appears as though it's getting a significant increase. But with the introduction of a concession of 50% or half, it means that whilst it appears as though a significant rate increase, with the concession, their rates will remain exactly the same as the previous year.
So all pastoral will get that concession?
Correct.
Any further points of clarification? Yes, Councillor Blanco?
Yes, Madam Mayor. The pastoral, I don't agree that we should be nearly doubling the rate in the dollar there when there is... I don't see a guarantee that pastoral is going to be guaranteed a 50% concession. According to the officer's report, it says council may. Let me
CEO, find it. Would you like to respond to that?
So, through Madam Mayor, on our rating statement of objects on page, which is being adopted as part of this process. On page 10 of the attachment. That now you provides the clarity that there will be that concession provided.
So is that guaranteed for future years as well? So it's all right having a 50%, I guess, concession this year, but how do we guarantee that next year?
CEO?
So through Madam Mayor, the council will need to create that concession on an annual basis, because the council may change its rate in the dollar or its rate in categories at any given year.
Through the Chair, just to confirm with the CEO's advice, by law, concessions must be considered every year, as must the rate in the dollar every year. So it cannot be locked in stone other than for the current 12 months.
So the only other way we can do is by having the rate in the dollar left where it is.
Through the Chair, either achieves the same result, having the rate in the dollar left where it is from current year is certainly achievable. There is a slight tweak required to the minimums if that's the case. The minimums won't comply on current model with the changes to the number of UV mining tenements during the year. So So in short, we'd have to have a minimum budget of 260 across UV if we kept the same rates in dollars last year.
So,
if I can, the Acting Director might just want to give a bit of a more detailed overview of concessions and why concessions are used.
Through the Chair, what's not detailed here is what Council considers in the annual budget. In addition to this, the Council has, I think, in the order of about around $220,000 of annual concessions on top of this, which annually provides, on average, in the order of about $2,000 per property to 100-odd community groups. So the Red Cross's RFDS times 50%, I think Council generates on some of the staff housing, for example, it might charge half of the rates, whereas on some of the other hangar properties, it charges 100% concession. On most community sporting groups, Council charges rates concession times 100%. Now, there's zero rates payable. However, the Act says that the properties are rateable. So every year, the Council, by resolution, in adopting the budget, lists a whole raft of concessions. Generally, they are all to do with community groups or not-for-profit associations. In this instance, there will be one addition, which goes to the past.
Madam Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Councillor Blanco.
I want to amend this motion,
mm-hmm.
but we have a mover and a seconder, and I didn't hear the mover move it. So
Councillor Riff puts her hand up like that. See how she puts her hand up?
I didn't hear you ask for a mover.
Well, I did. I saw the finger that she normally puts up each occasion.
Okay, so my question is, I want to amend this motion. What are we
going
to...
We can go through, deal with the amendment as an amendment. So what's your amendment?
My amendment is that UV Pastoral be the same as residential, commercial and industry, which means the 21 is out, and the same percentage applies to the original UV Pastoral, which was 10.8292. And the second part of my amended motion is to reduce further the 5% to 10%, which so 10% reduction in rates. So I have here the numbers for that. Did you want me to
just take guidance? So CEO, this is a amended motion that's quite different to the original motion.
The UV Pastoral, I think, could be accommodated as an adjustment. We'd need to check on the mechanics behind that to make sure we're not catching another category out by doing that. Mm. In terms of we were asked to prepare this on 5%, which is what's been prepared.
Mm.
I guess my commentary at the end of this report is quite strongly
exactly
and counselling against even any reduction in rate revenue. So with Councillor Blanco's perhaps a
maybe foreshadowed yep.
motion.
So we'll foreshadow
10% reduction.
Yep.
Madam Mayor,
mm-hmm.
the UV Pastoral has to change now.
I can deal with that. That's mm-hmm. an amendment, and the other
the
one's a foreshadowed motion.
Yes,
so I'll
foreshadowed
deal with the amended
ten.
Motion first. So let's get it up
can
on
I
the
just have a point of clarification on that.
Yes.
If we don't go the 10% now, when's our opportunity to change to 10%, like increase the rates relief to 10%?
Mm-hmm. So this is just to advertise it. So once it goes out for advertising, then it comes back for Council to make a determination. That's when you would make that change.
Yep. Or any other adjustment.
Yeah, so whatever yep. thing other than 5%.
This is just to advertise. It doesn't tie you in or lock you into anything.
Okay.
Sorry, through the Chair, if I may more directly answering that question again. If the Council did not agree with the amendment, the Council could still resolve to have the same rate in dollars proposed by the amendment when the Council considers the submissions in 22 days' time.
Mm. Yep. Yes.
Okay, so can I get some...
Can we put the amendment up and then we'll go through...
Just a clarification.
Yep.
So any other impacts? 4 months. 4 months.
four.
Yeah,
10.8292. What's that for?
That's pastoral. The pastoral.
10.88 up there.
Well, pastoral last year was 10.8292, so 5% reduction on that.
So in the 15-16 budget, it's 10.8292.
Yeah,
on Councillor readout.
Mm-hmm. Can I clarify, Madam Mayor, that the same reduction as per residential, commercial and industry apply to pastoral?
Mm-hmm.
So last year's was 10.8292. Do you want me to do the calculation for you? You got it?
Advertise and then subject to the submissions that are received from all stakeholders, we will then need to report back to Council for Council to consider the adoption of the rate in the dollar. We then seek ministerial approval for the differential rates, and we had some difficulties last year, but it wasn't in this category. We had some difficulties in getting our rates through, and we had to compromise to an extent, but it certainly wasn't involving UV pastoral.
Yeah, so probably the question I was asking was, is it likely that they'll say, no, sorry, we don't approve this, go back and do it again, and then we're back to where we are tonight, where we have to go back, do it all again, advertise again, go out to go. Is that what the process is?
Sierra?
Far better for me to guess how the Minister might deal with differential rates this year, but I think the process that is being proposed by Councillor Blanco is adequate, it is legal, it is defensible. We were just trying to remove one more category from needing ministerial approval in the differential rates process. So there's nothing wrong with the amendment, and it just probably puts the spotlight on the UV mining category. because there's now a significant variation in two UV categories.
So just another point of clarification, the rates have to go to the Minister for approval for two other categories anyway, is that the case?
Yes, that's correct.
Correct.
Okay.
Another clarification.
Mm-hmm.
If it does get refused at the 10, and then we're told to bring it back to double knot four times, does that mean that we have a hard choice of lifting the UV pass rule back up to double, or reducing the UV mining down to half?
CEO?
Through you, Madam Mayor. Again, probably hard to make any assumptions around how that would be dealt with. The process that was used last year was that in almost by negotiation with the department, there were some modifications to certain rates in the dollar. They were then discussed with elected members informally, and then they were the agreed rates in the dollar that were used in the final council consideration.
Yes, Councillor Whitwell?
Just wonder why we're not using a higher discount. You know, in other words, a higher reduction. In other words, we're saying for people in the pastoral area, they get 50% reduction on their 20. Why don't we just make it 55% reduction on the 20? We'll get exactly the same result.
CEO?
Thanks for losing.
Mathematically, that could occur. I think Councillor Blanco was hoping to achieve the reduction in the rate in the dollar rather than having the concession. Sorry, I'm not speaking on behalf of you, Councillor Blanco, but that's as understood your amendment.
True,
yep.
But it's the same result.
I don't know if it's granted. It may not be granted next year or the year after.
Yeah. Well, we're not asking about next year, we're asking about this year, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. But that's...
Sorry, can't have debate, councillors. So any further points of clarification? Okay, so we have the amendment that has been put there. If there are no further points of clarification, I have a seconder for that amendment. Yep, Councillor Tarvo.
I need another point of clarification on this.
Yep, that's okay.
So if that amendment is passed, what happens to the original motion? Do we still
that comes
we
in?
We still debate it.
So your amendment, if that is passed, becomes part of the motion. So mm-hmm. the UV
okay,
mining,
that's fine, and we carry
UV,
on with
the pastoral in the yellow on your table will change.
Yep.
And then the balance of the motion is then considered.
Okay, that's fine.
And we just add that UV mining into that list of number four as well. Okay, so I have the amended motion there, moved by Councillor Blanco, seconded by Councillor Tarvo. Do I have any against the amended motion? Okay, so Speaker 4 is Councillor Blanco, second Speaker 4, Councillor Tarvo, first Speaker against, Councillor Whitwell. That's the speaking order.
Okay, Madam Mayor, the pastoral industry has been through significant difficulties in recent years with the federal government banning live exports. They are going through a drought at the moment. They're in financial hardship, and they need clarity on what their rates are going to be each year. So the specific rate in the dollar set rather than each year coming back and allowing a reduction to happen for them is a far better option for our pastoralists.
Second Speaker 4, Councillor Tarvo.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. So this is really trying to get to an outcome where the pastoral region have I guess some clarity and some can't think of the word now, but they've got guarantee on the next few years where it's not going to double if we don't give them the concession next year and the year after. That means they get a 100% increase in their rates. Right? So better off that we keep it low, keep it clear that it's 11 cents in the dollar, than next year or next council, the council after, doesn't give that concession and they don't get the the benefits of the concession, which then does double their rates.
First speaker against, Councillor Whitwell.
This amendment doesn't do anything for the pastoral industry other than what has been said already. The thing is that what we need is, yes, you need consistency of the 5%, but that's the only change made. The idea of the industry being rocked by this particular, using a percentage concession, it's just crazy. Farmers are pretty smart people, a lot smarter than obviously than others. And they know what it is to multiply, you know, the particular rate by something, the concession to get the particular answer. Pastoral region, well, it has clarity. It will have clarity that they've got the right amount. But they won't have any certainty at all about any further changes in any rates, whether it be their rates, anybody else's rates as calculated by the council each year. Because the council has got the ability to change rates every year, and so it should to meet certain circumstances. All that this is doing is trying to simplify the process, not put impediments in the way, so the minister might say, gee, you know, we'll slice out the 40% on the UV for mining. And because if you look at Karratha's mining is a hell of a lot less than ours, right? And that might be where we're hitting if we pull too much attention to this. So my view is keep with the recommendation that was put.
Speaker for? Speaker against? Right of reply? Councillor Blanco?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I agree, Councillor Whitwell, that it is simplifying the proposal by staying at the reduced rate in the dollar. So then it guarantees pastoralists will have that confirmed rate and not have a risk of rates increasing 100% because the future council doesn't want to impose a, what was it?
A concession.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay, I'll take it to a vote. So we're just voting just on the amendment that's been moved by Councillor Blanco, seconded by Councillor Tarbo. Those in favour of the amendment, a show of hands, please. Those against the amendment, a show of hands, please. Let the vote record 5-3. The amendment is carried. Okay, so the amendment comes into the motion now, which is moved by Councillor Riff, seconded by Councillor Whitwell, with the changes that also need to happen to number 4.
And 1.
So we'll just do that, tidy that up with the incorporation of the amendment.
Madam Chair, you have the votes recorded, thank you.
Yes, so...
Madam Mayor, can I just clarify that? We have been told votes were recorded on every vote now.
Yep.
I didn't catch that in the minutes. Is that been shown in the minutes?
No, just in a minute. Well, it is in the minutes of the last two meetings.
Recorded as who's voting on what?
Yes. Okay. So through Madam Mayor.
Yep.
So each vote that's taken, we're now recording all votes.
Okay.
Is everyone happy?
And then number 1 will be as amended, so make some changes.
Endorse the statement of rating objects and reasons as amended. Okay, we'll just, can we just keep checking the figures and make sure everything's right?
But 5% discount on the...
It's 5, yeah, it's about right.
10.2877 is a 5% discount on 10.8.
We'll we'll just make sure we've got a rough.
Through the chair, part one we put as amended.
As amended,
which
yep.
To take into account. Part four we put in UV partial rate of diet as well to get
and,
the third approval.
And UV mining?
So you're doing UV mining as well?
No. No, that wasn't.
Okay.
No, it was just past.
Won't it trigger it?
Sorry, UV mining will be over double as well. Yes,
yeah,
correct.
You have to. Yeah.
So, no, that's on the submission. Oh,
mm.
Minister of the runner. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I have a mover in Councillor Riff and a seconder in Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any further points of clarification?
Just one, Madam
yep.
Mayor. I still have my foreshadowed motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's still in conveyance.
Mm-hmm.
This stage, haven't even the mover hasn't spoken
no.
to the motion.
No one has yet. Yep.
Sorry, through the chair, if we can just part four again, if you just go down. Sorry, yeah, it's UV mining only, not UV partial that will require the
yeah.
UV partial is the base.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's UV,
yep.
UV mining and UV other will be the two.
Yep. Any further points of clarification?
Just one, if we're done. UV other
mm-hmm.
was last year was 18.88. If it stayed the same, it wouldn't be required to be approved by the minister.
See you.
Sorry, a clarification. I guess from our previous meetings, we said there was no increase on anything else, 5% discount on the residential, commercial, industrial. How do we get an increase happening if council here didn't want any increases, but we've got increases?
So I think the decrease was specific to residential, commercial, industrial.
Yep.
So there are the remaining rate categories that are still there, so it wasn't specified in that 5% that was stated.
Agree, but there was no increase. The discussion we had was there was no increase in the rest, but 5% decrease in the others.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got a policy or a document in front of us that says there's an increase.
So through, yeah. Madam Mayor, through the modelling that was done to try to remove some of the categories and create that new base rate, there was an equaling of those two. That's why they were both 21 cents in the top.
Any further points of clarification? So I have a mover in Councillor Riff, a seconder in Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Okay, Speaker 4 is Councillor Riff, second Speaker 4 is Councillor Whitwell, first Speaker against is Councillor Blanco.
Madam Mayor, we've had quite a few workshops over the last couple of months on this, and after much debate about a fortnight ago, we did agree that we would settle on a decrease of 5%, which is what the directors have gotten away and listened to us and come back with the decrease. And given us the table there for the decrease for the residential, commercial, industrial. And so with that, I think that we should be voting with this motion that the figures that they've given us here, subject to the amendment in the previous motion, that, that we should be down with those couples.
Okay. Second speaker, Paul, Councillor Whitwell.
Well, I've looked at these figures in comparison with other people who are in a similar country and area, and they vary quite a lot of it between these country areas that we saw in some of this attachment. Two stand out to be compared, and that's Karratha and Port Hedland. There hasn't been much difference between the movements in Karratha and Port Hedland. The main issue of disparity really is in the TWAs, where there was a large reduction in Karratha, and we might have a similar one this time, which might even be larger in terms of the actual value or the amount. And we've got a tourism which is higher than Karratha and other places. So given that, I think that the administration has concentrated their efforts on that what they thought was agreed, and that is the changes to residential, commercial and industrial, without actually looking at further changes in the other areas. I just point out that there is quite a room for debate in this, but I think that we did solidify the position that was a 5% reduction in those particular areas.
Speaker for? Speaker against?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. We did agree to a 5% reduction and to advertise it at 5%. But then I read the CEO's comments. So that's why I'm again calling for a 10% reduction, and I'm requesting council support for my proposal. So a special council meeting has been called to decide the town's most important issue, the rate and the dollar. That's normal. But giving council a draft at 8 p.m. on Saturday night and then the final on Sunday afternoon, attached extra information in the hundreds of pages, and then throw in a few comments to make the oblivious quiver, that's clearly scare tactics. This information was obviously not compiled in the last 5 minutes. But that's when we seem to get it. In years gone by, councils decided rate percentages with quite a few choices in the officer's recommendation, reflecting what the council wants. Our current agendas currently only give us one option. It's the CEO and executive's job to continue to find efficiencies, implement cost cuttings, and improve the day-to-day business. The administration definitely is lagging in those areas. That's why this council finds itself in a precarious financial position. Those are the words from the CEO, I might add.
Not all of those words.
The CEO has stated in this report on page 15, I find it difficult to comprehend how the town will be able to satisfactorily maintain its asset inventory if council elects to reduce its rate revenue in 2016-17, as this reduction will manifest itself into a significant gap in the outer years. In my opinion, the worst case scenario for the town of Port Hedland would be another zero rate growth. So the CEO's comments show there is no appetite to reduce rates, period. conveniently forgotten is statements made by council and administration saying to our people, by leasing the airport off, rate reductions would be had. Yet getting one has been a struggle. In 2012, our total rates revenue was $15,450,000. In 2015, total rates revenue was $26,374,000. That's a 70% increase, $11 million in 3 years, partly due to the increases in residential and commercial buildings, but no increase in services to the community. My opinion is services have reduced. The administration has been well aware of potential reductions in TWA income, interest from investments, downturns on fees and charges, and the inability of ratepayers to handle another rate rise, but continues to spend beyond basic generated revenue and is quick to look at the airport lease funds for relief. That was clear in the last OCM. There has been no real effort to reduce the risk I've just mentioned. Paying down $25 million in debt with the airport lease funds has been discussed briefly and supported. Receiving a 2 to 3% income from our current investments and paying out 4% plus in loan interest is not good practice, in my opinion. Even after paying loan exit fees of more than $3 million, we will still be in front. We are at our debt ceiling, so reducing debt is inevitable, which will add $2.5 million surplus to the proposed budget. In doing this, we must ensure we never get into such a maxed out financial position again. The report gives an example of how detrimental lowering rates would be because of increase in operational costs associated with the waterfront development coming onto the town's books. The waterfront project is a poor example of additional operating costs because it has not happened yet, has not been officially funded, and would take years to come onto the town's books, even if construction started today. Issues around state government debt, fierce objection from industry, and the weak position and argument from admin and council adds to the project's demise. If things are so bad, how on earth were we going to fund the Civic Centre refurbishment at $10 million plus? Lucky that decision was knocked on the head in the 2015 December OCM.
15 second time warning, Deputy Mayor.
Madam Mayor, can I request a 5 minute extension as per standing orders?
No, but I can take
it to... Madam Mayor, 9.9 standing orders, that's
just
right.
Just take it to a vote. Yes. Those who'd like an extension of time granted to Councillor Blanco, show of hands please. Those who don't wish to grant an extra 5 minutes of time, show of hands, please. The vote is recorded 4-4, so it's tied. I'll have the casting vote, so there's no extension of time.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, for shutting down a councillor on such a important issue.
Yeah. I actually let you have 5 minutes and 18
and,
seconds.
And so like I said, standing orders time. Allows the extension of 5 minutes. Madam Mayor?
We've just taken it to a vote, so thank you. So,
clarification.
Yes.
Is it a voting subject if it's in standing orders and says you can't?
If there's a point of conjecture, so I've said no, he questioned it, so I did the democratic thing to put it out to a vote. So it was put to a vote.
What does standing order say? Does it say it's you can't?
Just have to consent to council.
Okay. Consent to council, that's right.
That's right. Just ask a question, I do not know yet.
Right, okay. So speaker against, speaker for. Speaker against? No, you've already spoken. So the only time you get to speak again is a right of reply, and the right of reply, if no one else is speaking, is there any other speakers for or against? The right of reply goes to Councillor Riff.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, Deputy Mayor, for being so passionate about it. As I said before, we had quite a long debate. We thought, closed doors and it was just us, and we discussed it and debated it. Some members of the council wanted zero difference, some wanted 10, and we went around the room and we all agreed that 5 was the median, that we thought that would satisfy everyone, would make everyone happy, but 5 was the median. So we went away with that, and we were quite happy with that. I worry that if we were to go to a decrease of 10%, then it would put our council into a more and more precarious situation. It would put our town into a more and more distressed situation in terms of that we would then wouldn't have the money, the funds available to do the things, to provide the services that we need. 5% I could live with, and I endure, I'm asking members, you know, we talked about this, I'm asking members to go with it. I think that if we were to really stretch the limit to a decrease of 10%, then services would continue to reduce. It really would put a hardship on the staff, on the town. I think that our ratepayers, our residents, deserve a nice town to live in. It is our job to give them that town. They also deserve an affordable town. I agree with you there. But we have to find that compromise somewhere. And to me, that compromise is the 5% that we all agreed on last week. Thank you.
Okay, so before I take it to a vote, we have the foreshadowed motion by Councillor Blanco, in addition, which could then be considered after this one. I'd like to foreshadow an entirely separate motion after that as well. Okay, so I'll take it to a vote. Those in favour of the amended complete recommendation now, that's been moved by Councillor Ripps, seconded by Councillor Whitwell, can I please have a show of hands? Those against the recommendation, a show of hands, please. Let the vote record. Sorry?
5-3.
Thank you, CEO, my lack of counting. Okay, so it is actually simple majority vote required. 5-3, the motion is carried. So your foreshadowed motion is now lost, Councillor Blanco. I'd like to put up as a separate foreshadowed motion a part 5, if anyone would like to consider...
Madam Mayor, how...
Yes.
Can I get a point of clarification on that?
Yes.
You foreshadowed a motion. The
separate
original...
new motion. So I'll call it to start at number one.
The order of business is one motion here that we have already passed.
I'd like to put an additional part on.
Can we get some clarification on whether, though I haven't heard this one before, so can we get some clarification whether that's actually legal?
Through you, Madam Mayor, so this is not new business being entered into the meeting. It's actually an additional part which could have been amended through that motion. It's really about, if once the Mayor reads it out, I think you'll understand that it's trying to provide some of that evidence that the Department suggested would be useful in adding to Council's recommendations. It can either be considered now or it can be considered when the matter comes back to Council for formal adoption. I'll let the Mayor...
My clarification is, well, my understanding, very limited as it is foreshadowing motion is only when you get voted down.
You can also foreshadow an amendment or a foreshadow an addition. So I asked the CEO, could I foreshadow this? And he said I could foreshadow it as a separate motion.
So point of clarification, how do we not know that Deputy Mayor's foreshadowed motion was going to be similar to what you were going to do, Madam Chair?
Well, that's why I said I emphasised the separate. Have a look at it. If you all don't like it, you don't just say no.
Councillor Blanco's foreshadowed motion was at 10%.
Yeah. This is actually something just to add. It's not contravening or going against. It's actually just an addition. It was actually recommended to us when the department came up and did a workshop. So I thought it would have been in. It's not in. If no one wants it in, it doesn't have to be in. I'm just putting it there. So if anyone would like to second it being added in.
Do you want to talk us through what it is?
So what the department wants is when councils are striking their budget, it's really important that when they are striking their rate in the dollar, that they're actually looking at efficiencies. So they're looking at efficiencies, they're reviewing service levels, they're identifying improvements, and where they're actually making process and efficiency improvements. We are committed to that. We are undertaking a service review across the board. we do have an efficiency measure already in place, and we're going to continue having an efficiency measure. So this is what that's wrapping that up and evidencing that. So it's just saying what efficiency measures we're looking at.
How do we get to the airport wealth fund when we're talking about rights?
The other thing...
Can I move a motion that we suspend standing orders, Madam Chair?
Yeah, sure. Moved by Councillor Gillingham, seconded by Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion is carried.
Can I go back a step from there? So the department, in terms of their new rating policy, which was produced in March this year, 2016, and we had a visit from the department when they came and spoke about it. One of the key issues they raised was under the fairness and equity section, an expectation that the Council of the Local Government has reviewed its expenditure and considered efficiency measures as part of its budget deliberations. This is to be reflected in the Council minutes when it adopts the budget strategy and endorses objects and reasons for each differential rating category and each minimum payment. Now, the true intent behind that, in my belief, was where councils were increasing rates. Say to the community, if you are increasing rates, let you show first that you've looked for efficiencies and effectiveness in your current budget. Notwithstanding whether there's a decrease, an increase, or there's no increase being mooted by this council, but a decrease, nonetheless, felt it was useful to consider putting these components in to demonstrate now to the community, when the community is considering submissions on the rate and the dollar, that there has been some effort made to look at the efficiencies of the town of Portland operations.
A quick question for me sticks out is that if this is from the Welga meeting that they had here, why are we seeing it now, 5 minutes into the meeting or before the end?
Yeah,
why didn't we get
it? I raised it this morning because I felt that it was lacking from the recommendation.
So why didn't we find out this morning? Why didn't you raise this new business, or rather than dropping it on us right now when we've already passed the motion?
That's right. I agree.
I think it looks bad by doing it. Not knowing what it is. And not.
That's fine. Don't support it. That's fine. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
It's just that we could have heard about this a lot earlier today because we had
A number of you attended the workshop, as did I, so I would have thought you might have been thinking about it as well. So I haven't been privy to your workshops that you did whilst I was on leave, so I've been catching up on everything. When I saw this today, I just thought that was an inclusion, so I wasn't privy to if you'd said you weren't going to consider it or do anything. But if no one wants to second it, then it lapses for want of support.
Well, Madam Chair, I asked earlier at the beginning of the meeting, then why weren't we given a workshop on everything that was happening tonight, and this could have been one of them.
My understanding was that you have been workshopping this stuff.
Of us haven't come to all of the meetings because...
I can't do anything about that.
We were way over in China, etc.
We could have pushed this back and had the public agenda meeting, a public forum tonight. Or we could have had the special council meeting on Thursday or Friday or another night rather than just going straight into... So if the council executive wanted to do that, we could have... There was a way we could.
Yes, could have, but it wasn't. And this is what we're dealing with, and as decision makers, we have to make a decision. So, Councillor Newbury, I'll go to Councillor Newbury first, because she did have her hand up, then I'll go to Councillor Hooper.
The saying, Madam Mayor, saying I had missed a few of the budget things in that. Quite a few months ago, we asked about the service levels review. Now, has that come back, or are we still waiting?
Still, it's a significant body of work.
Yeah, so how long is that going to be? Absolutely.
Well, the first tranche was going to be in the first 12 months, but then it'll be an ongoing process. Remember, we had to identify the 5 priority areas that we wanted to focus on first, and then we were going to go through the entire organisation.
So, sorry, Madam Mayor, we have committed to bring that report back in March 2017, so within this budget year. So we had a discussion previously about a full service level review, which is a significant amount of work to be undertaken, that we need to undertake that work in conjunction with this year's budget, not before this year's budget.
In your objects and reasons, don't you state in there that there will be no impact on, we don't think there's going to be an impact on services in this year with the 5% reduction?
See ya.
Don't believe so.
So can you explain to me how Okay, so with a 10% reduction in rates, even a 5% reduction in rates, if we pay the if we pay off the town's debt, which we have been talking about, that there you go, $2.6 million. That's 10% of the budget right there. All right. So how do you reduce services when we've paid off, a significant outlay? Just in one.
So, through Madam Mayor, the decision about the airport proceeds wealth management framework has not been determined by this council. So, if there's a priority for the council to pay off debt, I'm happy for you to foreshadow that motion or give us a motion on notice and we'll prepare the documentation.
Okay, I'll rephrase.
I'm going to answer your question. So, mm-hmm. At this stage, there is no guarantee of the proceeds from the airport being used for anything. That is for further workshopping with council.
Okay.
There was a commitment by council at the last council meeting to provide that framework by the end of December 2016. If debt reduction is one of those, we're happy to support that. At the same time, when that was discussed, there was a discussion about the savings being paid back into the wealth management framework, not back into municipal savings, not back into the municipal account.
So I'll rephrase that then. Administration has identified $3 million worth of savings in this report here. So there you have your 10%, over 10% saving on the budget. So how does that affect services to the town when we've already found the required 10% reduction in the budget?
Again, Madam Mayor, picking one area up in isolation is as dangerous as reducing rates in isolation of knowing your complete budget composition.
So, just on page 5, it does state that of your objects that says revenues derived from this category are adequate to meet service levels expected of the community and achieve the strategic community plan and minimum standards. So, it still says, meet service levels.
For 5%, but
it's a level of service.
I think we need to take into account our asset register and what our obligations are going into the long term in looking after our asset portfolio.
Madam Mayor, our intention is not to reduce service levels, but depending on the budget that the council adopts, we may not have a choice. So at this stage, we're not suggesting a reduction of service levels. It is a risk depending on the budget that the council adopts.
I'm not sure on that.
Why? If you don't provide the resources, we cannot deliver the services. That's pretty basic.
Okay, so are there any further, Councillor Hooper?
I was just going to ask, can you clarify what this will do? Is it for the public benefit? What's the reasoning for putting this up?
Mine was to align with what the department wanted to see, and they wanted to see where we were looking at efficiencies and looking at process improvements. It also does help the community to know that we are considering our options, we are improving our efficiency. So more for the department, and they're quite specific in their book, but it doesn't have to happen now, so I'm not going to be very disappointed if it doesn't get across, because we have another opportunity to get it in there. But at some stage, it needs to be minuted.
I see.
So to build it, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, it does need to be minuted in. I was thinking, why can't it just be a cover lead or something like that?
No, it's quite specific in the book, and I thought, Deputy Mayor, you attended, Councillor Gillingham, you attended, but I think you left early. Councillor Riff, you did attend that workshop. It was quite specific, and Councillor Whitwell, you did attend as well, but I think you left early as well. They were quite specific in saying... No, all right. So you were there. So it says it, and here it is in black and white. It's quite keen from the department circular. It must be minuted. So I'm not losing sleep over it. If you don't want to do it now, we'll do it later.
So, again, I don't know how the airport wealth management framework gets in there. Normally if we put questions and things to council or to CEO, there's things that we'd just expect to happen. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to go to council. Requiring a business plan or business for business plans, that's to me is just what you should be doing by unit. So being in there doesn't need to happen. again, wealth management fund, I don't think these should be in there.
These are your opinions. So these are your opinions.
And we're standing orders
yep.
drop, so I'm just
yep.
giving my
giving
opinions.
Your opinion.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So I think some of that, I don't think it should get up at all, but that's fine.
Great, thank you. Councillor Whitwell?
I'd like to talk about this. It's important to see rates in the context of the budget. Right? That's what effectively this is doing. I'm not suggesting that all the wording's right. I haven't had a chance to really look at it properly. But that's what we're going to do. We can't compare. We have that one change without comparing the whole. So I think a qualification needs to be put into these. Eventually, I don't say tonight,
mm-hmm.
needs to be put in, which makes that point.
Okay. Any further while we're not in sending orders?
What do you think would make that point?
Well, what I'm really saying is that we've identified some of the revenue sources mm. up there in the top. This has got to be looked at with other sources of revenue as well, right, in relation to the total budget. And it's really not going to, it's really just saying to people, come on. Let's make sure that we're not just biting off 5% cut, right, or 10% cut, or whatever it is. We're actually looking in the context of what we've got to provide.
Okay, so I'll provide a comment for that. Are you happy with that, me jumping in? When you look at the state government website now on My Council, it states in there that, rates are a tax on property levied by local government to fund the shortfall between their planned expenditure and other income. So, if I believe the Department of Local Government in that comment, all I need to ask is, what is our planned expenditure for 16-17? And then we should have that number, and then we should set our rates to suit that.
Could I help answer that?
Yeah.
We've given a list of documents. Sorry, a list of cuts that can be made.
No, it says.
We're
setting rates right in the dollar. We're setting it right now. So what is the planned expenditure? We should know it.
Yeah, well, we have got the planned capital expenditure. That we haven't necessarily voted or agreed on. That's indicative.
It's not. We can't make this complicated. We're not, superstars in accounting, okay? When, the basics would be nice for me. What is our planned expenditure?
Well, we're going to have that, I understand, fairly shortly, and we'll have it before this goes to a vote.
I thought we would have had that before we come to the table tonight.
I do too. We have part of it, not all of
it. Sia, do you want to add anything?
Well, only that we've, in our discussions that we've had to date, we've spoken about that format. The council asked staff to leave the chambers 2 weeks ago and came back and said, please model on a 5% reduction in the rate in the dollar.
Okay.
What do we have? We have uncertainty regarding some of our areas of expenditure. We have been asked to remove all the discretionary expenditure, and those items are there for consideration. We are compiling what looks to be the draft budget. Out of that, if you recall, there was a commitment, and an understanding that $8.2 million worth of revenue from the airport lease proceeds would have been coming back to the town annually from the council of the town of Port Hedland.
From the previous council of the town of Port Hedland.
It's a council resolution that has not been changed at this
stage. Sorry, let's hear the CEO. I'm not going to have a debate.
So it's still a council resolution. This council has indicated it doesn't want to support that process, so there's uncertainty regarding revenue streams outside of rates. This council has indicated it doesn't want to see fees and charges increased. So there is uncertainty around any increase we're able to obtain through fees and charges.
Isn't that certainty, but saying that we don't want an increase in fees and charges, that's certainty to say there's no increase
on the 0% increase on fees and charges outside of the waste management area. So as we are now needing to have the time with elected members, which is somewhat difficult, the amount of time that we need to go through the draft budget so that there is that clarity around what you want to contain within the budget and what you're prepared to forsake out of the budget on a year-on-year basis. We had a brief presentation last week on capital, and it's quite obvious we're not going to be able to continue to provide the same level of investment in capital as we have in the past.
Okay, so...
Yep. Don't you must have 70, 80%, 90% of the budget known before we get to this point in the year?
We have a 10-year long-term financial plan. We had a corporate business plan, which were all approved by the previous council.
Yep.
But this council has asked us to rework.
No, they were out of date after you sold the airport, because the long-term financial plan doesn't go into selling the airport.
The airport hasn't been sold. It's been leased.
Sorry, it doesn't reflect in the long-term financial plan as far as I saw.
But the $8.2 million worth of revenue would have balanced out the long-term financial plan as it had been adopted.
Yeah, but taking that $8 million out of the airport that you were doing while you was there was, again, it was a slush fund, for lack of a better word, right? You've got rid of the airport now. There's no income. That's what you gave up. There's no cost associated with the airport, so you potentially don't need that $8.2 million.
It wasn't predicated on running the airport. It was predicated on the return of investment from the airport to the town of Port Hedland in the previous budget.
$8.2 million out of a $162 million lease fee doesn't equal 50 years. So predicating $8.2 million on $162 million or 50 years doesn't work out. Might work out if it's $3 million. But if you paid off the debt, that would be the $3 million difference.
Again, that's the model of the wealth management framework that needs to be agreed upon.
Okay, so we're starting to get a bit off topic now. So can I have a mover and seconder to resume standing orders? Move, Councillor Blanco. Seconded, Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? We're back into standing orders. I'll withdraw that motion. Okay. Item 13, reports of committees, not applicable. Item 14, motions of which previous notice has been given, not applicable. Item 15, new business of an urgent nature, not applicable. Item 16, matters for which meeting may be closed, nil. Item 17, closure. Date of the next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Wednesday the 22nd of June, commencing at 5:30 p.m. and the public agenda briefing is being held on Wednesday the 15th of June, commencing at 5:30 p.m. There's no further business. I declare this meeting now closed at 6:43. Please.